Hi, this morning, thanks to Mackay Mitsubishi. Get great offers across the 2023 Triton Pajero Sports and the Outlander models. If it's oversized, forget it, though. that's according to Kelsey in Cannonvale, who legit sent us an email 2 days ago, which reads,
Hi, Jane, Dave. Can I vent my frustration? I work in the CBD of Airlie Beach, and the amount of oversized SUVs and utes that clog up the main street is ridiculous. How do your listeners feel about a ban on these vehicles? They take up a big space and hard to navigate around. If not banned, then definitely a bigger parking fee for the drivers if in paid parking. I think this would be a good solution for Airlie and Mackay CBDs. Kelsey in Cannavale, I think we've just lost her as a listener.
Oh, well.
To be honest with you.
But look, when she says ban, is she saying ban the cars or ban them from parking in the CBD?
I think it's more banning them from the CBD.
Like I said before, if you do that, there goes people coming in. We're already struggling to get people into our city centres.
Oh, yeah.
How are you going to try and navigate through that if you're banning cars?
Well, that's true. Ridiculous. There's no rail lines into the CBDs. There's buses, but they're a bit infrequent.
There may be people out there who have the same opinion as Kelsey. We'll go to Nadine this morning, St Helens Beach. G'day, Nadine.
Hey, how you going, Jake?
Good. Yeah, good. Do you agree with this? Disagree with this? Your thoughts?
Well, if you take all the four-wheel drives and the big cars and the utes out of the CBD, there's not going to be anyone in there. Because if you go to Airlie, the majority of the cars in Airlie are four-wheel drives or utes.
Mm. 100%.
Or even vans, work vans. So,
but not only that, it's they're the vehicles of choice for Australia.
Of course.
Well, yeah. Look at our roads.
Well, we used to have a ute years ago. Never used it to ute stuff, but we had it because it looked good. So I feel like we all choose those cars because they're sexy. That's what it is.
You didn't do any ute stuff.
No, we didn't ute stuff at all. Thank you, Nadine. 133353. We'll go to
Janine and Serena. Your thoughts.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Good. No, we shouldn't ban them. The council just needs to get their act together and make the parking spaces larger.
Mm. So I'll agree
because
with that.
I read a survey not so long ago on Google that Mackay actually had the highest rating of four-wheel drives in the whole of Queensland, believe it or not.
Mm. And I've heard that same thing as well, but it's not just our local council. It's all councils across the country who probably do need to look at making those car spaces bigger because those vehicles now, they are getting bigger and bigger. So I think you're absolutely right.
And they just want to squeeze more cars into the city centre, and that's why they shorten them up.
That's exactly right. But in Serena, if you go to Woolworths and you've got four-wheel drives parked either side of the parking spot, you actually have a hard time backing out.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And it's even the disability car parking spaces that are not as big as what they should really be.
We should. You know, I think you're right. Like looking at a space where you could park those vehicles or making those spaces bigger would be to say to ban those vehicles from going into a city centre is ridiculous.
Yeah, good on you, Janine. Thank you. Rod in North Mackay, I'm pretty sure you're going down the same track here, aren't you?
No, I'm not banning, but we need to ban crawling them trucks. They're not bloody trucks.
No, they're not. They're SUVs or utes.
I think it's more of a compensation thing.
what do you drive, Rod?
Hey, mate, look, and all these people, half those people who drive those things are probably rave on about the environment, yet they're driving four drives that 90% of them probably don't even see off-road. So what's the point?
Yeah, I'm one of those people. Yeah. I've got an SUV. I've never used it for off-roading at all.
Yeah, but you've got a small SUV. Yeah, that's the thing.
It's not a massive one. But thank you, Rod.
Amanda in Rural View, are you driving a ute at the moment?
Not at the moment, but I do have a Prado.
Okay. So, your Prado. So, what's this woman's name again? Kelsey. What Kelsey says to get rid of or ban those vehicles from, shopping and CBDs and that kind of thing, which is ridiculous, your thoughts on that? How would that affect you?
Well, I wouldn't be going in, which then I'm not spending money in the CBD and then shops are missing out.
Correct.
It's got nothing to do with the size of the car. It's the parks. The councils need to resize parks because obviously vehicles are getting bigger because we need them for the roads and rural living. So they need to make sure they have larger parks for larger cars.
Also, not just councils, but I think local businesses as well on private property. So if you've got people coming into your private property and outside of the council jurisdiction,
yeah,
they should be widened as well. So then you can include more customers into those shops or those locations.
Yeah, that's correct. Like everyone that, you know, designs all these building spaces and that sort of thing in the car parks, they're not designing the car parks well enough.
Yeah, true.
This
yeah.
could be a very good marketing ploy for a business. Just to widen up those spaces a little bit for everyone.
It's like growing with the times. You know, there was talk a few years ago where they were saying airlines are going to try and extend their the seats a little wider and the seatbelts a little longer because as we do have an issue with people being overweight. So they were saying this is how one way we can combat that. I mean, just go with me here for a second.
Yeah, okay.
You have to adapt to the audience or the clientele that you've got.
Yeah.
So if you've got more people in this country in Queensland buying bigger cars, then you would have to look at bigger car spaces, right?
So humans are getting fatter, so too are the cars. Is that what you're trying to say?
Probably. Right. Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sunday. He's very vocal on our social media this morning about that email. You can read it in its entirety. Kelsey, I don't agree with you, but thank you for your email. Jay and Dave at triplem.com.au. It's 7:46. We'll check.